Thank you, Pastor Chad Graber and the leadership of Calvary Chapel that give us opportunity to come and share both the Word of God and the vision the Lord has put on our heart together to do the work of the Lord in Thailand. At the moment, I'm serving as the chairman of Compassion for the Nation Foundation, which accommodated all our works at Qingdao Compassion Home, and where we also start Church of the Nations in that area. I would like to start by reading Romans chapter 1:16, and I would like to share from that portion of Scripture what the Lord has been doing with us in regards to the power of the gospel. Dan, is it okay? We can read together from the King James Version. Doesn't work yet. Sorry. Huh? It did. Right.
Oh.
It's off, huh? Okay. This is much better than what we did the other day at the coffee shop. The lady there said, I'm not techie, I didn't know nothing about all this technology, so end up Loy has to control all the fire for us from the back. Okay. Is it too small? Can we read together from Romans chapter 1:16? 1, 2, 3. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Paul put it here. So you want to control it from there? Okay, right. Paul put it here that there is the power, the gospel is the power of God. He's not only said that there is the power in the gospel, but the gospel itself is the power of God unto salvation, which is, we have memorized this verse and talk about it for so many years, but one day the Lord just opened my eye that the gospel itself is the power. So when you preach so-called the gospel, but if you do not mention the truth of the gospel, if you as a preacher, as a witness, of Christ, you do not even mention the message of the gospel, there won't be any power to transform lives. There won't be any power to make people born again. There won't be any power to transform people from the power of darkness to the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. What we did, what we have done in Qing Dao Compassion Home is actually the story of one small seed. One small seed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. At the age of about 21, I was called to serve full-time in the army service, which was in Qingdao district. So one day I went to this village, was sitting my mother-in-law and one of the young boy, probably about 7 years old, came to me asking me to teach him how to play guitar. So I spent some time with him, and after several days, decided to share the gospel to the young boy. According to my logic, probably that won't help that much because he's too young and he may not understand the true meaning of the gospel. But he did accept Jesus Christ into his heart. And I pray for him. After I finished my service at the army camp, I forgot to follow it up with him. After that, about 10 years, he made a call. He said, he called me uncle. He said, "Uncle, I have just finished my high school. What do you want to do with my life?" I said, "What?" He said, "I have just finished my high school and I don't want to do anything else. So if you have any plan for my life, please tell me." So I asked him to come and join us at our Bible training center in Chiang Mai, which is about 80 kilometers away. So he came in there and spent about 2 years with us. So during one of the summer holidays, we had a crusade in town, open-air crusade. So this boy, now a teenager, took some of the leaflets, gospel leaflets, or rather it's advertisement about the crusade in town, back to this village, 80 kilometers away. So he came back and distributed the advertisement. And the villagers there, wanting to know what's going on with all these Christians, so they rented the two red caps by their own budget, and they went to attend the meeting in town. And God began to heal some of them. Many of them received divine healings. So they came back home, and I said to some of my workers that we need to go back and follow them up to see what happened. So they invited all these people who attended the crusade to come to my mother-in-law's house. And what happened was many of these people's grandchildren, relatives, they said, don't go to the meeting because you know they will trap you to be Christians. So they try to block their elders not to come to our meeting. But there are other people who heard of their healings. So all the villagers came just to see who else were healed from the crusade in town. People who received healing never show up in the meeting, but all the people who came and hear about the gospel, and they received Jesus Christ. So that's among the first time that the gospel have come into this Northern Thai village. And God bless our work there. until one Sunday when we arranged for water baptism. There were about 45 of them on one Sunday. And then lots of things happened there in that village, and there comes it happened that we got this block of land to build a church. And then I got to know Luke Kiefer and William Miller, where we started Qingdao Compassion Home. So the gospel, the message of the gospel from 1 Peter chapter 1, it says that the message of the gospel is actually about the seed. Verse 23 said that being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lived and abided forever. Verse 25, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. So, we know from this scripture that the word of the Lord generally mentioned is actually directly means the word of the gospel. Only the word of the gospel, if we share, if we sow the seed of the gospel, by that we will provide platform, we will provide foundation for people to be born again. That's where we started our Qingdao Compassion Home. If you move to the next slide, please. In the photos, that's on the left corner is William Miller and some of our first group of children. During the past 20 years, we have witnessed the power of the gospel in these young people's life. Maybe over 200 kids have come to our project, and most of them receive Jesus Christ as their Lord. And we have seen a lot of changes, a lot of success in their life, from a life of many orphanages, many orphans from Hill tribes. Now the Lord has changed them to be leaders of their society, leader of their community. So Romans chapter 1:16 points out that the word of the gospel is actually the power of God to change. Many times when we try to communicate the gospel, we think that we need a better technique, or we need a better process to preach the gospel. Sometimes people feel like water down the message of the gospel just to gain more popularity. Recently, Pope Francis went to Singapore, and his speech became viral. He said, all religions worship the same God. All religions lead to the same one God. Whether you are Buddhist, whether you are Muslim, whether you are Sikh, Hinduism, whatever, he said, we just call the destination of each religion differently, but it's actually the same one true God, which is not true. This is a big lie, because Jesus said in John 14:6, he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Nowadays, we might heard of the gospel of social justice, gospel of same-sex equality, gospel of liberation, whatsoever. People just try to make the message of the gospel to fit the political correctness. But if you do not preach the real gospel, like in the Word of God, if you not preach that Jesus is the only way, if you not preach that Jesus is the Son of God who has come to save the world, there won't be any seed, there won't be any power to transform lives. You may get some converts here and there because people like your way of presentation whatsoever. But there won't be any real power that can transform lives. So we have seen many kids being discipled in Qingdao Compassion Home. We baptized them according to the Great Commission. Like I mentioned earlier, they have become the great, the big part of the Church of the Nations there. In the past 20 years, we have seen maybe more than 200 lives being changed and transformed by the power of the gospel. We have trained many of them up as leaders. We are not always success in sending up to university level. Some of them decided to give up at after finishing high school and went back home. According to our expectation, we would feel a little bit disappointed, thinking that they won't have any more future. But then some of them who has been with us for past several years went back home, and because of their leadership skill, receiving training from our project, they were appointed, some of them were appointed manager of a local vendor in that village, which is encouraging to see that whatever we have sown into their lives are not in vain. And many of them still walk closely with their faith of the Lord. So Qingdao Compassion Home is about sowing the seed. You might not see any remarkable big conversion or so-called revival, but by faithfully sowing seeds of the gospel into their lives, let them hear the word of God each day, discipline them in prayers, train them in leadership. We have seen so many lives accomplish their own calling. We have seen many of these orphans otherwise have come and grow in their faith in the Lord. So after we have done this for about over 20 years, now we are encouraged to make another big step. We just don't want to rely on overseas for donation or for support for these kids anymore. We want to thank you, Calvary Chapel, that you have been faithfully supporting our project in Chiang Mai, Thailand. But now we're discussing with the board of GTO. We believe that it's time that we moving another big step further to become self-supported. So we want to start this a project called Qingdao Bilingual Christian School. This project will become a self-sustaining organization. This will be opportunity for us to many more underprivileged children and children at risk. At the moment, we have about 40 kids in our project, but needs are all around everywhere. We want to be able to do more. So we believe that by starting this bilingual private Christian school will enable us to do more with generating more incomes from the middle class in the society. With that, we will be able to help more kids, more underprivileged children in our area. So we will start this school to offer a high quality education for people in the third world country, and we want to become a disciple maker, reaching out to the upper class families, which is at the moment about 99% of Thai population are not yet Christian, and most of them are living in the city. In overall, we have only 1% of Christian population in the country. So this is a sketch we made up on a plot of land that we are wanting to purchase. It's about 2 kilometers from the existing project we are running. So we want to start building a private school upon this plot. You may go on to until towards the end of the slides. So it will be a private school starting from grade 1 to grade 12, providing high quality education. In Thailand, Christian school always deemed as a better place for education. Many of our students, even at Qingdao Compassion Home, has the ability to speak up English better than children in any other projects, because they have close relationship with some of our volunteers who are American native speaker. So pray with us make another big step to purchase this block of land, which is about 10 acres, and we hope to have enough fund to secure the land, and then little by little begin to build classrooms, auditoriums, and other facilities ready to start our private school. At the end, I would like to invite a lawyer to come up and to share as to how you may be able to participate in this program.
So I too want to thank you all for allowing us to present a bit of the vision that a number of Thai individuals, including Prapon, are proposing alongside Global Tribes Outreach, or GTO. It is exciting to see God work. And he just mentioned a bit. Some of the excitement that we have been able to walk with is simply seeing individuals who come from difficult backgrounds blossom into actually dynamic believers and going out and proclaiming Christ to their peers, to their communities that they're involved with, to the workplace. He didn't talk a lot about some of that, but it has been a privilege as a family. We've had the privilege of walking alongside some of these. He also didn't mention one of the things, the excitement that I feel for this project is enhanced by the quality of the individuals that are surrounding him. Pastor Prapon is right now pursuing a degree so that he can walk alongside administrating there. And so when you see some of the commitment coming from the natives, it helps enhance some of the excitement that I feel in walking with this. De Cha, who has walked or administrated the Compassion Home, is also very, very committed to pursuing and enhancing his relationship both in the school system, in the local community, and the people surrounding them. And he has done very, very well. The Compassion Home today is a model for the Chiang Mai district homes to follow. And that is because De Cha and Prapon have done what it takes to have a high level standard home. De Cha was actually chairman of that local district for a couple years until he felt like it was just more than he could handle and needed to step aside. So I am very, very confident in the fact that we have natives who are committed to accomplishing a high quality education system here, along with the fact that they are also very committed to the gospel, to our Lord Jesus Christ. Something that we as Westerners, and I would say especially as Anabaptist Westerners, forget or easily take for granted is the simple fact of where we come from, the close family ties that we have, the rich Christian heritage that we grow up in. And because of that, sometimes we are naive to the rest of the world. And it is a heritage that I treasure. But I just want to throw out a few statistics to help you realize the need to pursue those at risk. There is approximately 40 million individuals that are human trafficked today. Out of that, Thailand alone has between 30 and 40,000 under the age of 16 actively involved in that industry. The West brings in between 14 and 17,000 individuals yearly for the industry. That's appalling. 4 to 5 thousand, of that's 14 to 17 thousand, come from Thailand alone every year. That's about 12 to 13 every day from Thailand that come to the U.S. to be exploited. Northern Thailand is in the Golden Triangle, which is, it's the Myanmar, Laos, Thailand hub there, where there is a huge need for individuals to come around those that are at risk. And they're committed to it. So I implore that you pray specifically. And I get a bit emotional in this, because we have actually, just this spring, and I don't have a lot of time here, but just in April, we had a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. 5-year-old daughter of somebody, 2-year-old her brother, at our home because they were going to be sold. It's hard to imagine. Coming from our settings. Because our family ties are so strong. How could you possibly consider selling your son or daughter? We have met individuals that at 8, or we have met children that at age 7 are on the street selling drugs because mom and dad are putting them out to sell drugs. 7-year-olds. They don't know what they're doing. They have no idea the vulnerability that they're in. So the need is enormous. And sometimes overwhelming. But we are pursuing one soul at a time, one being at a time. And I get excited to come alongside natives who are also committed to doing that. The school that we're pursuing there, the school that they're pursuing, again, is they want to design it so that it is self-sustaining. They want to design it that they can utilize the middle and upper class income to help the needs of that community. And I am excited about the goals that they have. But again, pray for us. Pray for those. There's a verse, and I will just quickly. Time never gives us enough of time for this, but there's a verse in Exodus that I think helps us grasp a bit of our Lord's heart for the vulnerable, and the vulnerable are right here in Indiana. If we seek them out, there's not 14 to 17,000 individuals coming into the U.S. every year into our communities, and there's not need. There's lots of need around us. It's a matter of us getting involved. But I want to share this verse real quick. Exodus chapter 22. And this is God speaking to the children of Israel, basically helping them understand who he wants them to be. And he simply says this, "You shall not afflict," and this is the New King James, "You shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If you afflict them in any way and they cry out at all to me, I will surely hear them," or hear their cry, "and my wrath will become hot." That's the New King James translation. "And I will kill you with the sword. Your wives shall become widows and your children fatherless." What's that tell me? Our Lord's heart is soft towards those that are vulnerable, the stranger and the fatherless. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 19, he says, "Cursed is the one who pervertes the justice due the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow." So pray with us. It's exciting to walk alongside. The land that they're looking at of about 10 acres, 20 rye, is about half the price of the going rate in the local community there. And it's because it's next to a cemetery. And I don't have time to go into that, but they're superstitious about that. And because of that, we have an opportunity of a large plot of ground at about 50% the cost, the going rate there. We have cards in the back that you can pick up on your way out. If you are interested in staying connected with this project, make sure you put your email on that card, that pledge card that we have in the back. If you want to get involved financially, that's again, it talks about it there, and you can get involved. We are primarily putting out the seed here, and just like Pastor Propon mentioned, the seed of the gospel and how it will not go out void. It is the power that we hold. And so pray with us and allow God to continue to use you in this endeavor. 300,000 is what we need for the land. Another 550,000 to accomplish the buildings. So it's a large task, but not in our God's, in our Lord's eyes. We again are seeking for guidance both from Him and you all. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity of being in your kingdom, for having the opportunity of walking beside you and proclaiming you to the world around us. Lord, you are a great God. You're a God that loves to bless. And in the midst of that, you're a God that is very compassionate. And you see these millions who are vulnerable and have asked us to walk alongside them. Lord, I ask that you continue to give wisdom to each person here as to how to do that well. How to surround those that are vulnerable, whether it's the stranger, the fatherless, or the widow. Again, we thank you for the opportunity of being able to walk with you in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.